The community may know Susan Odell for her online cooking school, foodell.com, and now she's additionally joining forces with others in the community to work on a healthier school lunch program in the Park City School District.
Really what got me started is a fellow community member, Ann Bloomquist, found me at in a panel discussion about the movie Inorganic We Trust, and we talked a lot afterwards about school food. And she was concerned about what her son was eating and, you know, just wanted to look into it more. So that's what pushed me in the direction of helping her start the EATS program. Eat Awesome Things at School is what that stands for.
She says she's working in conjunction with Kathleen Britton, the Director of Child Nutrition Services at Park City School District.
And she's the one who's really bringing this all together because she is completely on board with trying to improve not only the food that is served, the taste of the food, the education that the children have about what constitutes good food, and just getting them to eat it and enjoy it.
Britton's program at the school district has already made great strides, Odell says, but there's more that can be done.
As far as introducing whole grains into the schools, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit is available every single day in every single school. Salad bars were available, and they're actually coming back this year. So great strides have already been made, but we thought there more could be done, and Kathleen agrees. So we've had two focus group meetings already, kind of in the spring right before school let out. We have about 30 parents, teachers, concerned citizens.
She says the hard thing to work around is the fact that federal subsidies pay for most of the school lunch food and is therefore very controlled.
Our school lunch program is not funded at all by local taxes. It is completely funded through federal subsidies and state subsidies and through what the paying kids pay. But most of it, all school lunches are subsidized. We have about 20% of kids who are on a free or reduced lunch program, and the rest of the kids are paying. But all of it is subsidized. I think the most a child pays is $2.75 at the high school for lunch, where it costs about $3.50 to actually produce a lunch.
So Odell says this restricts the ability to provide freshly cooked food.
There's not enough money to actually prepare the food on site. We don't have enough staff to do that. So we ended up bringing in a lot of processed foods that is then reheated and served, and so the flavor suffers there also.
She says the group has a couple of goals: to involve students and to educate the community. She says they're going big with a number of different committees to make this program solid.
Committee. So we've got a menus committee to come up with some good menu ideas. We've got an education committee on as far as how to disseminate that information and get the word out. We have a kid food connection committee to get the kids involved. We've also got an administrative committee because something about lunch, there's a lot that can be done just to make it a more hospitable atmosphere for kids to want to eat.
Studies show that school lunch and how it's prepared, presented, and served is very important for school children.
And how it's handled. So kids can be calmer when they return to the classroom. The better food that they eat at lunch means that they can focus more, that it's a more productive afternoon, and that they can perform better in their after-school activities.
Odell says there's a lot of opportunity for change out there. They're calling it a food evolution rather than a food revolution, trying to bring it in slowly and teach the life skills of eating healthy, nutritious food.
What I've read is kids need to be introduced to a food at least 12 times before they're comfortable with it. And so you can't just put broccoli on a plate and say this is really good and it's good for you. You want to give it to them in different ways. You want them to sample it in small portions. After they've seen it a few times, they turn up their nose. And then it just takes a while. And then finally they try it and think, oh, that's not so bad after all.
That's Susan Odell talking about the group EATS. That's Eat Awesome Things at School. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.